In the lunchtime edition, relatives identify the victims of the fatal shooting at Three Houses Plantation. Neighbors and acquaintances of the deceased comment on their deaths. Industrial action hits the Government Information Service. Government commences its $30 million road repair program, and Barbados pushing to open new tourism niche markets in Latin America, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, targeting wealthy individuals. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Residents of Blades Hill, St. Philip, say they are saddened over the way in which the lives of two men from their community were lost. Residents confirmed to Starcom Network News that the two men shot dead by a farmer at Three Houses Plantation were their neighbors Omar Tate and Jamar Haywood. Relatives of the two men have reportedly identified the deceased. The men were shot dead in the early hours of yesterday morning by a farmer who was guarding his yam crop from alleged crop thieves after some of his produce had previously been stolen. The farmer is a licensed firearm owner. When Starcom Network News visited Blades Hill this morning, residents shared their views on the deaths.
I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother, and it's sad. I feel bad to know that the boy's life gone on that way. I'm not saying that they're right to go in the people ground and stole the yam if it's true. I don't know if it's true, but if it's true, they're wrong. But what I'm saying that I feel real bad, and I say the person could do some other thing to them, call the police or something. They shouldn't take their life like that.
And a close friend of the men says he's deeply hurt by how the events occurred.
I feel real bad about what happened. But it was my questions, right? Tell you the truth, when they hit yesterday, it hurt me. You know what I mean? They hurt me for real. I see you, I start to see that happen, boy.
How long you knew them?
For years. Enough years. More than I would say 20 years.
Wow, so you actually grew up with them?
I saw them, yeah.
Residents of Blades Hill, St. Philip, talking about how they're saddened over the way in which the lives of two men from their community were lost. Some staff of the Government Information Service, GIS, are on a sick out over a number of grievances related to the proposed merger with the Public Affairs Department. The Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Warren, has confirmed to Starcom Network News that there is industrial action at the GIS. He disclosed that one of the key concerns is the job status of the current GIS staff and possible supersession, that is, individuals being appointed to senior positions at the GIS ahead of the existing staff.
We understand a number of staff, distressed staff, have called in and said, yes, we have confirmed that in our investigation relief, a number of staff have called in and said, and as I said, we know for quite some time they have been in a mental state of distress because of the cloud of uncertainty with the way forward for their department and seemingly being marginalized by the duties being taken over by another department and no clear communication on the way forward. So we can say that that can have contributed to their feeling very distressed at present in terms of their terms and conditions of employment.
He says the departments are to be merged by April 1st, and the NUPW is seeking a meeting on the matter.
The posts were created under the Public Affairs Department, similar posts to the Government Information Service. And with the appointments of those officers in those posts, it will create a supersession where the GIS staff who has been in that department for decades will be superseded. So some contentious issue would arise when you merge the department and officers doing the similar tasks, and you have officers that just come into public affairs being appointed and persons on the GIS who should have been appointed. So therefore, you can got some contentious issue. Given how it's being treated right now, the union is concerned, and we will be writing the Ministry of Public Service to insist on the required consultation to determine the way forward.
The NUPW's Wayne Warren in the lunchtime edition. The government has started its $30 million road rehabilitation program. This announced by the Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchez Bradshaw, following a tour in St. Thomas this morning, where some road works are taking place.
Over the course of the last week, we have been starting those works across the northern parishes. I think the first road that was started was in Salters in St. George. I'm pleased to say that those road works have been completed. We have been able to identify a number of the soft spots to be able to rectify pothole patching. The nature of that work is very similar to what is going on across the rest of the parishes. We have completed a number of the roads in St. Peter, in particular around the Spikestown area. Chapel Street, Bavell Road, Mango Lane and others in close proximity have been completed to date. Crab Hill to Archer's Bay in St. Lucie has also been started and the extensive paving has already commenced in those areas.
The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw. Barbados is making a major push to open new tourism markets in Latin America, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, targeting wealthy individuals in these regions. The strategy has been outlined by the Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell, in an address at the annual general meeting of the Tourism Development Corporation. He disclosed that an agreement has been signed with Saudi Arabia.
For Barbados to enjoy continued growth, it is necessary that we systematically set about exploring new and emerging markets around the globe. Our commitment to diversify and tap into emerging markets. The ministry's team has also been networking with industry executives and players in the Persian Gulf states and Latin America to attract high net worth individuals to the island. Therefore, Barbados has signed a tourism memorandum of understanding and air services agreement with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Further, we are actively seeking opportunities in the Asia market.
High net worth individuals in Africa also being targeted. Russia has accused Ukraine of deliberately shooting down a Russian military transport plane carrying 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers to a prisoner exchange in what it called a barbaric act of terrorism that had killed a total of 74 people. The Russian Defense Ministry said six Russian crew members and three Russian soldiers had been on the military transport plane shot down near the Russian city of Belgorod near the Ukrainian border. Our top stories. Relatives identify the victims of the fatal shooting at Three Houses Plantation. Said to be two men from Blades Hill in St. Philip. Industrial action hits the Government Information Service, GIS. Some staff sick out over the implications of a proposed merger with the Public Affairs Department from April the 1st. Government commences its $30 million road repair program, and Barbados pushing to open new tourism niche markets in Latin America, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, targeting wealthy individuals. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.